Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, June 13th. We're back with you.
Hello.
How are you, Tori?
Good. How are you?
Great, great. We have great guests returning. We'll get to them in just a moment. And always excited to have these friends here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We have, we've been gaining... Quite a few friends on the show, and I really appreciate that. You know, when I start thinking about since the beginning, we're talking like, let's say, nine and a half years, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, with an average of, let's say, three guests a week.
That's a lot.
Think about it.
I don't know math,
but
that's
a lot.
I've met a lot of people.
That's thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot.
But, we'll get to the guests. There's just a couple things. Well, you know what? Actually, I don't care. I just wanted to bring up the, because this is big news. Marissa Mayer is leaving Yahoo with $260 million. And that's with not severance. That's just what she was paid in options and stock.
Yes.
Right? And then she gets a severance of $23 million. Mm-hmm. So figure that out for being there for a few years, not managing to fix what was wrong with Yahoo.
She did do a couple things that were good for Yahoo. She didn't manage to fix everything at Yahoo. But, you know, countless men have left with more that you've
ever... Okay, we're not talking about men and women. Why do you even have to look at it?
Because you're like, this girl's making so much money.
Well, I really did not mean...
I'm kidding, I'm fine.
In a sexist way
at all. Of course not, but anyone...
I really wanted her to succeed.
I know, we all did. At Silicon Valley... When you leave, you get just paid.
Yeah, yeah.
You get paid.
And especially with Yahoo and coming from Google.
Like any type of big Silicon, like you're going to get paid.
Right. So how many stars do you know really, of her caliber that you know how much money they got and all that stuff? You know, she was a big deal.
Huge.
And kudos to her for even taking the plunge, you know. I mean, not everybody would have taken that.
They jumped onto that ship at Yahoo.
Yes,
I agree
Yahoo,
with you.
It was sinking fast.
It was a little Titanic-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, not going to lie.
So it was sold to Verizon, and now they started a new company called Oath, which...
It's called Oath?
Oath.
Like and I take the oath?
It's a media... Yeah.
Ew,
O-A-T-H.
I don't love that name.
I know. And it's a...
Oath.
It's with... They're combining it with another digital media unit, AOL.
Oh, I've heard of them. I've heard of them. Yeah.
Right.
I've
so they're putting Yahoo and AOL together.
I got to be honest. Oath is horrible.
Yeah.
I don't like the name. I can't say it. I'm thinking of Trump.
I know,
I got a lot
like
of things on my mind.
Too short.
It's also like legislative. It's weird. Oath.
Yeah. And what does it have to do with anything?
Also, I'm thinking of now oats, and I'm hungry. I'm a little hungry for breakfast cereals.
Okay.
That's where I went with that.
We get it.
That's where I went.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, but whatever it is, she's going to have a great rest of her life.
She's going to do perfectly fine.
She's got
fine.
A family now. She'll have time for her family. You
yeah.
know? But I'm sure she's not done yet.
No, I'm sure. And she's young. She's young. She's,
yeah.
She's young and healthy. And the other thing that I think is going around the interwebs today is the presidential cabinet meeting that was live on air.
Uh-huh.
And already Chuck Schumer has done a video with his staff mocking it. It is insane, Sam. You are going to love it.
Really?
Everyone's like, dear Mr. Trump, he gives each cabinet member like 5 minutes and they're like, we want to thank you for the blessing of being with you, dear leader. And we
are
wanna,
you serious?
It is insane. So
really?
Reince Priebus was like, the blessings of us being allowed to follow your agenda. Mm. Like, so Chuck Schumer was like, he goes to his staff, he goes, how does my hair look? Did my hair look good leaving the gym? And they're like, your hair looked amazing. And he was like, he goes to his different, I mean, it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
So you're going to love it.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that. Let's bring in our guests now because they're jumping out of their seats. You see, you guys have to understand when you have radio hosts on your show, they can't wait to talk. So
true.
I figure rather than let you talk off the mic, you might as well join us. We're joined once again by Russ Everson and Jim Christina. Welcome to the show, folks.
Hi, guys.
Woo-hoo!
The host.
Woo-hoo!
Hello, and thank you.
Hey, I think
my two faves.
I think we ought to start with Tori and everybody go around the table to tell Sam how thankful we are that he allows us this time on the air.
Well, yeah. Well, that would be a good thing. You know?
Yeah.
But I would puke if you somebody.
You would.
Somebody well,
and
did.
He just smiled.
Really?
I was weird. In your intro, you know, they're renaming Yahoo. What is it?
Oath. See, you forgot it already.
I don't. Why don't they come up with a worse name like Balls?
Yeah.
or Shit.
It's a bad name.
At least you don't forget Balls or
and
Shit.
And they probably you're paid like millions
how about,
of dollars
how about
to someone.
Tanked.
Tank is great. Good. That's
Tank
what's happening
good.
To
because
it.
Because that's what's going to happen
exactly.
to
Yahoo. Exactly. Yeah, Oath has probably gone through so many focus groups. And,
you figured they probably paid millions for someone to come up with the
100%.
Name. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and
wow.
Balls came for free right here.
I know, right here. You heard it here first.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and not only that, but the CEO is leaving with all the money.
I know.
So right. What are they going to do?
By the way, is she single?
No.
No, she's married with a family.
Man, I was hoping.
She had her kids while she was doing this, which was amazing. I mean, a lot of people were, like, inspired by it. She stimulated more work from home type
she
of thing,
She is
right?
the woman, the microcosm of a woman who works, a mom
right.
who works. She
right.
was she, pregnant she was running
in,
Yahoo.
She was in the delivery room signing things.
Like, it was like that. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to admire that, man. You really do.
So, Sam, you said 9.5 years?
Here, yes.
9.5 years.
Yes.
Okay. How many co-hosts have you been through?
There's the question.
There you go.
He's asking me because, okay, why? We haven't brought up the fact.
We
that
haven't brought up
it.
The fact. I
why,
am
why
leaving.
Haven't
you are
you?
Leaving.
I'm trying not to think about
I
it.
I know, me too. I was like, I don't want to leave. I'm staying until literally the very last day before I'm moving. Really? So, dear wonderful folks who listen, I love you all, but I am moving to Denver for a job opportunity that I can tell you about soon, which is very exciting, but I am very sad and confused, and it's going very quickly.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'll move by the
but it
end
must
of
be it must be a big deal if you're moving your life to another city.
It's a
city.
Big deal. It's like a it's a break. It's the
wow.
break you wanted.
So
yeah.
wait, let me ask you
yeah.
without divulging what
yeah,
you're going
to sure,
do.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But you've secured the position.
I have.
So why does it have to be kept secret?
It's going to be released in like Deadline and Variety and stuff like that. So they want to have it announced first. And I don't want to screw up anything.
No, no, but no. but Tori, look, if you're hitting the big time, nobody's happier for you.
Oh,
than
I know,
we are,
I
you
know.
You know what I'm saying? And that was the plan.
I know. That right. was the plan the whole time. That's how you right. were like, I'm going to help you. And right. To be honest, you'll be able to see me hopefully in LA. So we'll
okay.
be able to, I'll show you. I'll let you guys know more about it. It should happen in the next week or two. The contracts and all that. So it's very exciting news. But I do have to be leaving this wonderful station that has been my favorite thing to do for so long.
Wow. Well, we loved having you. You know, and the thing is that you've become part of the station. There's not a single guest that doesn't have something good to say
oh,
about
man.
You. You know what
you're
I'm saying?
You're killing me now.
No, really.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, well,
I,
wait a minute.
You guys
my,
hate us.
You're my third co-host I've gone through in this show. So
really?
You're my favorite.
That makes me feel good. You're my third favorite. That makes me feel really good.
No, but the thing is, you have to understand it, and that goes back to Russ's question, how many co-hosts have I had? I believe Tori is the 10th one. So
one
it's
a
about
year.
One a year.
Yeah.
Some stayed longer and some stayed shorter than a year.
Sure.
But it's situations. And the thing is, I never, this was never meant to be like a Howard Stern, Robin Quivers type
Even
of situation.
Even though I sort of wanted it, I was like, I
right.
felt like you're Robin.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and more.
To his
you know,
Batman.
And more,
yeah,
really.
Totally.
You know, totally.
Just checking.
Totally.
But, and because, I mean, she stood out, you know, because the thing is, there were three candidates I had to really choose from over the weekend. And then on Friday, she said, or a day before, she said, I can't come on Friday, but I can come on Monday. I said, you know what? I'll give her the chance because I already told her she could come. Although I already felt I have three. What more am I going to, you know,
it was
am
like,
I gonna
let's just,
find?
Yeah, what am I going to lose?
So she comes in here. She's like, hi, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, you know.
She's so
she's
loud.
She's got the energy. She's got the energy.
That's very kind.
And yeah, so how could I say no? You
Aww.
Know, and she joined and the rest is history,
that's
you know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Look, it lives on forever,
it
Tori.
Does. It
you
does.
Know, and the thing is that you'll always have like a history and memories and experience.
Oh man, it was during a time in my career and life where not a lot was happening. I have a poster on my bed that says nothing happens, nothing happens, nothing happens, and then everything happens. And that's sort of what I have happen. So during a time
where...
Is
that for your husband?
Yeah. It's sort of like, yeah, no, trust us. Everything happens all the time. But it goes all the way...
Above it all.
Yeah.
Headache. Okay, no headache.
That's like such a bad excuse because sex can really help a headache. I think that's the dumbest excuse.
Right?
Anyway,
that's what I've always said.
I've always said, exactly. But during a time in which I had nothing happening and nothing happening, you were something that happened. So thank you very, very much.
Well, it was meant to be probably, you know, to fill
it
that
was.
Hole until you
it
found
was. I had
percent.
Nothing. And I was pretty low and it was pretty, you know, when you're trying and you get older, the parts aren't there for you as much and your people's belief in you sometimes can dip.
Right.
And so it was a time during that dip. So thank you for being there. For
well, you know, the bookie absolutely. This morning, it's my wife, Jerry. Yeah. Well, she's the bookie because she books all a show for us.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
We were talking last night and about you, actually.
Oh.
And I was saying I would love to have, if I had another show on, I would love to have a co-host like Tori.
Oh, that's so kind.
In fact, we were thinking about stealing you, but now that you're leaving,
yeah. It's over.
Besides, you wouldn't get it. She's exclusive for this show.
We'll see.
Yeah. By the way, but Tori, I told you, I said, look, you have what it takes. Okay, you
have
the energy.
Always believe in me, Sam.
No, really. I mean, and until last week, I told you something, right? I also told you, I said, Tori, you have a lot to offer. You just have to find yourself in the right situation.
I was auditioning at that point when you said that. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. He doesn't know, but maybe he knows.
Well, you were auditioning the last time we were here.
It was a long auditioning process with chemistry test. And not like sodium. I thought, for instance, they said chemistry test, and I thought I was mixing. I really did. Like, that's how.
They don't want me bowling the place.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, chemistry. Yeah, and they're like, no, like, do you have chemistry with your co-host? Oh, okay. So it was, and they needed to see its stamina, so it had to be over 8 hours a day, and you had to do it with different people, and it was exhausting. Wow. But the one thing I have too much of is, like, a cocaine amount of energy for some reason.
Well, but that's what you were born with.
Exactly.
You know, you've earned it.
Exactly. So finally, there was a spot for...
Right.
It was a
and
perfect spot.
And you can buy it on the corner.
And I can buy it.
No, absolutely.
Exactly.
But you know what? I mean, look, one thing I've learned over the years is to recognize talent. And
you've
Tori
been around
is very
it.
Talented.
Thank
she
you.
Are.
Very good.
And
good.
She's
Thank
got
you.
A good... And that's the thing. That's why it is sad and sweet at the same time.
It's like bittersweet.
Because, yes, you know, because at the same... But it is sad to me.
I know.
Because... But I'm happy for
I
you.
I know. It's
you
bittersweet. Know? Yeah. We should sing that song by Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah,
it's
right?
It's a bittersweet...
I okay. know. That was,
Oi.
Yeah. But anyway, so this sounds amazing. And no, I did have a feeling when it was a three-time thing, I said, okay,
yeah, something. Happening with this audition.
Yeah, something's going on. And besides, look, I always was prepared. It's not like I sit here and I make plans for years. You know what I'm saying? So
you always told me you're going to find people on this show that you can use to get to the next level, and I absolutely did.
You did?
I absolutely did.
Well, then that's the most important
exactly.
thing to me.
And my confidence and my... And to be honest, when I was on my audition, I was speaking clearly and articulately and with not a lot of breaks, and I thought, wow, this radio job has completely prepared me for a live Daily Show.
Wow.
I mean, really.
Oh, well, you're live on the radio.
Yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better training period for really. I mean, it was perfect.
Good
so,
for you.
Yeah,
Tori.
Thank you for everything.
Awesome. But you're fun
I'm,
to listen
I'm
to.
I'm your first thank big you. Fan. Well, Aww. After your husband.
Well,
I'm
with
you. You got a couple yeah. over
Aww,
here.
Oh, that's
too,
nice.
So.
You guys.
There you go.
Thank you guys. And
so,
I
will support
love it.
You. We'll promote you here.
Thank you.
You're going to come as a guest. And
Hell yeah.
Right? Don't,
yeah.
Don't
but you'll be a call in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't
bitch.
Forget us.
How could you? How could you?
Don't forget us minions when you hit the big time, you know?
She's such a bitch now.
There you go. But no, this is cool. So, and this has to happen in Denver.
Yes, it's everyone's moving to Denver for it to happen, and it's a big move for a lot of people. And I was at the top of my list. I was interviewed and auditioned with the best of the best, the people I've worked with in terms of they were higher than me, lower than me. It was the best of the best, and we kept whittling it down and whittling it down. And you'd see people just sort of walk away and leave and cry and leave and go to the bar, and and then eventually it was down to a certain number, and then it was down to a certain number. And I'm like, what the? I kept going to get more coffee because I thought if I didn't have my face, they couldn't tell me to go home. So I had like 19 cups of coffee. Because I'm like, they can't see my eyes, they can't send me home. That's so stupid.
Well, that much coffee, you couldn't see your eyes anyway.
I couldn't see anything. So,
hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Does Denver and big time belong in the same sentence.
Yeah, I know. I think
look,
so.
With media today.
Yeah, media is big.
Oh, yeah, you can do it from home.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Denver is now, like, they're calling it the new Austin, and it's, like, a very cool spot. But this is going to be, it'll be national, but it's, like, based in Denver. And I got to be honest with everyone. Like, I've been here 10 years in L.A., and, like, I'm not saying I love California. I love Los Angeles. I love it. But I'm ready to maybe have a new adventure in terms of, like,
sure,
leaving the industry feeling of Los Angeles. My husband and I are a little bit over it, a little bit. Mm. And something about Denver feels a little more real to us, yeah, and less,
there's nothing
and less
wrong
inter-
with that,
industry.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And we
that.
Were just being super honest. Like, it's kind of we kind of want to try it for a little bit. Like,
I think,
you know?
You'll probably love it and stay there.
Yeah, I can imagine. I would rather raise... I don't know. It just seems a little bit more, a little bit less cheesy and industry. We're in the middle of the industry where I am, and it's a lot of douchey people.
Right, right. Well, that's true, but you
and
know
that's
what?
An understatement.
Yeah. Extremely douchey people.
Yeah, extremely.
A lot of douchey people,
yeah,
let's say
it's
it.
Just the industry.
Not everybody.
But not
and a lot of great people.
Not everybody. Right.
Not this show.
Right.
But look, you've tried. I think you've given it its chance.
Yeah.
And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying, you know what? I've lived here. I've got it out of my system.
I tried it.
Now I want something else.
Yeah. The
you know, it's not.
Absolutely.
You're not losing. You're not going back. Like, people might think they're going back as a loser with a tail between their legs.
Oh no, I'm making the money.
You're not exactly.
All
you
the
know.
Money.
You're going to be moving forward. So
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know?
The sad. My dad always said the saddest words from tongue or pen are those that read it might have been. So it's always like, don't leave it to chance that you might have done it if you had not just taken the chance to try
right.
it, you know?
And life gave you the opportunity and you decided, okay, you had a decision to make. You
yeah.
had a fork on the road.
Right.
Do I stay in LA or do I move, you know?
Yeah, but remember, like, I got the call that said that they were obsessed with me and couldn't imagine doing the show without me. And that I said to them, this has been a decade I've been waiting for this phone call. So it's not like it happened. Like, I put in a decade of no's.
And people have to
get one yes.
That.
Yeah, so if you think it happens easily, this has been a decade of people not believing. And all of a sudden, when I told them, I've always believed in you. So realize it was a decade of I was scooping ice cream when I got the call. That's where I was.
Wow.
So know that that's where I was. Like, I'm being super honest for people because they might think it's something easy. And, like, I got a call as I was scooping ice cream. And
that's where,
like,
I remember 31 Flavors.
Yeah, right. Baskin Robbins. No, salt and straw all the way, baby. But really, like, that was, and they offer great health. It's a great store. It's just that, like, that's not where I wanted to be at my age. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And there were a lot of 18-year-olds also near me, and I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
But, but that's where I got the
that.
Call. But I
yeah, but for
that.
Them, that's a career.
I know. They're like, this is going to be great.
Well, but maybe they're just starting out.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
look,
started.
This is when you can't have anything else at the time than you
exactly.
take whatever
you
can.
Get health insurance, I'm going to take it, you know?
Right, right.
But,
sure.
You know, what's interesting is they, you know, you're there and you think it's never going to happen, but it's like if you believe it's right, you got to stay. It's just hard. It's just very, very hard. And it's humiliating and it's embarrassing. But what happened was the people that hired me actually reached out to, I did a show on Hack of All Trades on Kin Community. Remember the hack show I did?
Yes.
Where
yes.
it was like life hacks and stuff?
Yes, yes.
They went there because they're part of the media group I'm under. And they were like, man, we can't find a host. And she said, wait, I have someone. Happened to show the video. It was an elegant coincidence that I got this job. I mean, this is the biggest coincidence of all. They loved me from there and then called me into the room. So, like, it couldn't have been a bigger coincidence.
Wow.
So I had submitted and heard nothing, but it came from this person knowing me, knowing this person. To,
right.
It was amazing.
And that's how it works,
yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah.
Didn't
absolutely.
ABBA do a song like that, Knowing Me?
Yeah. I uh-huh. thought it was Mamma Mia. No. It makes no sense. Waterloo. God, I love ABBA. God, I love ABBA.
You too, huh?
God.
Yeah. I used to love ABBA.
Yeah. No, I still love ABBA. I think they're amazing. But at any rate, I don't. We're leaving you guys sort of out of the conversation.
I'm so sorry.
We're throwing it in.
No, not thank at all. I mean, we've got plenty of time, and you know, but and be free to ask anything, which you are. I just want you to know we're not really ignoring you. I didn't ask you to come all the way from friggin' Camarillo or
yeah,
wherever.
No,
you
listen to this Denver story.
More.
Just to sit. Yeah.
Yes.
But no. But this is the revelation, and we might as well give Tori or. Her due.
Yeah, I'm good. Know? I'm good now. Nice 20 minutes in. I'm done.
No,
yeah.
But no, I'm just curious as fuck to what's going on.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I mean.
Trust me, I'll tell you all about it. But
I'm sure you will.
It's very hard because I'm trying to. Then you have to find a house. Right? You have to find living, and you don't know what's cool or not. I mean, you could be living in. I have no idea. So I have one friend, and she's just driving around with like her phone out the window. Do you like this neighborhood? I guess. Let's do it.
Whoa.
So
that's cool.
It's an adventure. It's a straight up real adventure.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, there you go, Tori. You know, and you've got all the work you've done in LA, and it wasn't just the ice cream. That was just the end. But you've done a lot of cool things.
But it would change my life. Like
you met your husband, right?
Oh my God! And I started in LA doing really well.
Yeah.
So it was great when I got here, and then it was 10 years of nothing, and then it's going to be good at the end.
We're bookending it.
Like your poster on the
exactly.
wall.
Exactly. Nothing happens, everything. Wow. And then the other poster I have a lot of shitty, cheesy posters. I'm not going to lie to you. They're like airport terrible posters. And one of them says sometimes the only means of transportation is a leap of faith. And that was true for like probably my whole life for this job.
Yeah, wow.
God, you know, there's people that actually make a living writing
it's
that shit.
It's shitty. They are awful.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm telling
you. And it's like
you.
A rock climber. I mean, it's a generic picture of someone. It's terrible. I love them.
By the way, Jim, I have one. My girlfriend is a she's a gun enthusiast.
Nice.
And she has a Glock 9, and she's very good. So I'm always on edge.
But well, you should be. But knowing Karen, she's got an itchy trigger finger.
Yeah. But she has these shirts that talk about, you know, something about guns, this, that. And I came up with a slogan that I thought would be great on a shirt that just says, "Hold still while I reload."
I love that.
That could sell, good. I think.
I think so. eBay, here we come.
Here we go.
Or Amazon.
My son's gotten into reloading now. Hmm. I got him into guns, and now
isn't that how you had your little accident?
No. I sent him the powder horn. That's how I got an accident.
Oh, okay.
But he reloads. He just bought a Ruger 9mm rifle, and he had 45, and I gave him a little Winchester, a little 45 caliber Long Colt Winchester.
I always picture those going like a lace garter in the 1800s. Of a woman.
Not that one. It's a little too big.
It's a big one.
Yeah. But he's in his garage. He's reloading every night. He calls me and he goes, "Hey, you know what I just did? I just bought 9,000 small cartridge primers for $18."
What?
Said,
you can buy all that for $18?
$18.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Are you in the air conditioning? He goes, "No, I'm in the garage." I said, "Oh, shit, get the air conditioning."
Good God. I remember someone once told me that a good way to make guns harder or less used is to make bullets much more expensive.
Well, they
if you made
that.
Bullets, yeah. Are they taxed really heavily as well?
No, I don't know about tax, but I mean, you know, it used to be able to, you can spend 25 cents and kill somebody. Jeez. Now it's 65 cents.
I see. It's gone up.
Yeah, it's gone
the
up.
The inflation has gone
and
up.
And it's not exponentially. It's
no,
just
it's
gone
just
up.
Gone up. Yeah. Wow. That's a sad little thing.
If you're just joining us, we're joined by the Writer's Block's host, Jim Christina. And
that would be me.
Russ Everson.
And my co-host, Russ Davison.
Yes. And I invited you back also because we started conversations we didn't end, namely about dogs, I think, and also about God, I think, and science and shit like that. So we can go there if we want to continue. There's a lot there. Tori, was there anything else you wanted to bring up about dogs? Because, I mean, you're really into dogs.
I kind of accosted you outside in the elevator. I apologize. I want to be you. I apologize. I'm very, very sorry.
Well, what do you do, Russ, before that? So people know what the hell we're talking about. What do you do? Why do you want to be like him, Tori?
I'm awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome. Basically, he's an animal behaviorist or an animal trainer and it's something that I've always been fascinated in, and he is very successful at it, so I wanted to be his little apprentice.
Oh wow.
He is very successful
yes
at
he
it.
Is very successful.
Very good trainer actually.
Russ will move to Denver so you can
please.
Do this.
There you
she'll,
go
she,
yeah I mean the thing is this is that she'll be able to afford to send you
fly out there periodically
exactly
for work.
To do this sure. You know
finally
I'll do it
I think it's
Colorado
I'm sure I mean it takes a strong person to be I did animal a behaviorist I was an apprentice at a place and I saw a really bad dog fight and it sort of put me off for it for a bit, but it takes a very strong centered Buddhist person to be an animal behaviorist or trainer.
Are you a Buddhist?
No, I'm not.
I know, but
it's an interesting comment you make because patience is so important.
Yeah, it's key.
And
staying in the now.
It is. And you have to I think what happens is that we try and impose our human characteristics to our dogs in a way that when I tell you something, you should understand it now. And you know, people are always saying, you know, my dog knows you're not supposed to do that. Well, if he knew it, he wouldn't do it.
Right.
That's true.
You know,
huh?
They're in a different place, and you just have to kind of go there and then give them the time and the space to make the changes that you need.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
well, you know, the truth about Russ is, and Russ is an extremely good trainer, and I'm probably the hardest person in the world to train.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Because he does train the people.
He trains people, not the dogs, right.
But what, he beats into your head. My dog went through puppy training. She went through intermediate. She went through advanced. She went through...
good canine citizenry?
Good canine citizenry. She's gone through just about everything Russ offers. And one thing that he beats in your head every single session is that your dog lives now.
That's right. Dogs are the original Buddhists.
Dogs do not think forward, and they do not remember.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That's the Buddhism. When Pema talks about dogs, she says they are the ultimate Buddhists. Mm. So, for instance, Josie Rose, she's a three-legged dachshund that I have. She tried to jump up, and by accident, I like kicked her down, and she looked up and just tried to jump back up again. It wasn't like she held a grudge. It wasn't like she was pissed off. She was like, well, I'm here now.
Yeah,
time
right?
to see mom again. So it's a very good way of living if you can live like a dog because you stay.
But I'm going to tell you, I have these two different female dogs, Luna and Fling. They hate each other.
Really?
They hate each other. If they don't see each other for 6 months and you walk one of them past where the other one is, they absolutely want to kill each other.
We have that too.
So badly that I had Luna one time jumped four fences to get to Fling to start a fight with her.
So they do remember. There's grudges. But it's not like, but they constantly also live in the now because my dog also remembers a certain house all the time.
Sure. Right. No, they live in the now.
Yeah.
They do have memories. Yeah. It's just the way they make associations.
Right. Yeah.
That's the real difference.
Yeah,
but, you can, you have a dog, say, as a puppy, and then it goes to another home, and you don't see it for 5 years, and it sees you, and it knows you instantly.
Yeah, I know, the smell. So they do have memories. It's just they constantly live in the now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. It's like they don't care about the memories, maybe, or something. But they do learn from their mistakes, though, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have that reinforcement and everything. So they know. I mean, they know. That they're not supposed to do a certain thing, like, you know, take crap in your house or something, you know. Now, so let me ask you this now. Why, if a dog knows he's not supposed to shit in the house, why do they still, do you believe that sometimes they'll do it just to get back at you?
No.
Never?
No, they don't do it to get back at you. They do it out of anxiety. They do it out of frustration. And it's also, I think you have to shift your thinking as far as they don't have the knowledge, I'm not supposed to do that. What they have the knowledge is, what are the rules? Like, for example, your dog, say, goes on your bed, lays on your bed when you're not home. So you want to keep your dog off the bed. So you train the dog to stay off the bed. And when you're at home, dog's never on the bed. You come home from work,
walk
there's
off,
dog hair
walk
on the
off
bed.
The door.
Right.
And so you're wondering, why does this dog do this? So you wait outside and you look through the window and you watch your dog. He looks around and you're gone and he gets on your bed. He didn't do this to be spiteful to you. He didn't do this because he knows it's wrong and I'm getting away. He just knows the rules. It's not safe to go on the bed when you're home.
When you're
it's
home.
Safe to go on the
right.
bed when you're not home. And that's it.
It's like The Secret Life of Pets,
so
that
learn.
Movie that Disney
yes.
made.
Yeah.
With the dogs and the people walk out
totally.
And they do the rave.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I put a camera on my dogs just to see what would happen.
Right.
And like, I thought they were just sleeping, which they were, but Josie, the one, the three-legged dachshund, literally just one eye open the entire time. I'm like, she doesn't get any sleep. She's just like constantly on alert. I had no idea.
Wow. That's the thing. So putting cameras is a good idea when you're not home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can check it out.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. People do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
you know what was really interesting, I was going to say, is that National Geographic did a special where they put little cameras on cats' collars.
Oh,
to see
cool.
what they do when they go out at night. Well, they found that about half of the cats had second homes. And they went to other homes.
To get more food?
They were in houses and roaming around. But also the other thing about the cats was really interesting is that they kill for sport.
Oh, yeah. They don't kill for food. They kill for sport.
Yeah.
So they have like cat cams.
Yeah,
cat
cams.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
How you don't
cool
have
is
one?
That? No, I don't.
That's crazy.
I thought, I remember there was a video game where you were like, you had the point of view of a dog.
Yeah.
Okay. So
most boring video game
most
ever.
Guys do, right?
Probably.
Yeah. My, you know, I was dogs are very funny animals, and because they're so intelligent,
mm-hmm.
and they're much like horses. Everybody says, "Well, horses are stupid." No, not by long shot.
Oh, horses are very
they're
smart,
incredibly mm-hmm. smart. But Russ was over, and you know, of course, he told me my dog was fat. We already knew that.
Doesn't take a genius, huh?
But a lot of our other dog, our Roddy,
we would leave, and she would just go lay down. She would go get in her bed, or she would go lay down where she normally lays down, on the couch in the living room, not supposed to be there. When a good example is when we're gone, she's on the couch. We get home, she wouldn't get on the couch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, but I think a lot of that has anxiety. A lot of it has to do with, I think, loneliness. When you're with a dog 24 hours a day and you leave, I mean, not Bella and not, you know, that, but they get lonely. There's nobody there to talk to.
That's true, right?
And, you know, with Bella, I found yesterday, Jerry and I were doing something that was totally separate from the dog, and the dog got ignored pretty much all day.
Wow.
And I turned around in my office, I'm in the chair, and there's Bella sitting right here.
Excuse
and she's
me.
Giving me the big golden retriever eyes, you know, and her ears are down, and she's, oh, my God. So I said, what are you, lonely? And she,
that's so sad.
But I think there's a lot of reasons that dogs do what they do.
Yeah, that's true, right? I mean, they're different. They come from different backgrounds, right? Different species. Not different species.
Different breeds,
mm-hmm. I mean. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing, you know. So, Russ, have you grown up with dogs all your life?
We've always had dogs as
always when I was growing up.
And I always used to have fun, you know, training the dogs. But I never thought of it as a career. In fact, I had a whole other career in sales and electronics before I got into dog training.
Oh, wow. And Tori, what about you? Did you grow up with animals?
I grew up with dogs. But I grew up with, like, rich, bred dogs, like Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. Like, and I was always like, I'm getting a rescue. So I rescued Josie, and then I worked with her and trained her to do the Delta Society test.
Oh, sure.
And then we became part of Paws for Healing. And then I work at the Pooch Program at Cedars. And we walk around and visit patients when they want to. And I really wanted to get, like, deep into it. I was like, I just was, like, obsessed with the dog whisperer and all that. But after that dog fight, I just felt like I don't think I'm actually quite good at it. I actually think my energy caused a lot of anxiety within the yard is what, mm-hmm. And so I actually was asked to sort of like step back, and I was somewhat humbled by that, but I actually don't think I'm very good. I wouldn't make a good, I'm very passionate and like a lot of energy, and I'm not good at staying very calm. And right. What you need is that sort of
maybe
strength.
In that environment, but maybe. You probably could find an area that would
maybe you're
would,
right.
Yeah, and I think with your energy, training classes would be great.
I was
going to
say classes would be much better.
Well, because also,
right.
And Jim mentioned earlier, is that you're really not training the dogs.
Yeah,
you're training the people how to communicate with their dogs.
Sure.
And you would be outstanding at that.
Yeah, it was not, I wasn't good with just the dogs. I had to be with the people. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
Besides the dog, you know, just they buy into your feelings. And
right.
They read your energy.
Right, and I'm a little excitable.
I know when Jerry and I are talking loudly, like we're screaming at the TV, you know. Fuck you, Trump! Bella just runs to mommy and jumps up and puts her head down, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God,
they
Dad's
feel
pissed.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, they do. And you know, I used to tell my friend Peter that when he was on his horse and say, relax, because you're not relaxed, the horse isn't relaxed.
That's exactly right. And a horse will pick up on
a horse
like
picks
that.
Up on in a nanosecond because your ass transmits everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yours especially.
Yours especially.
Mine too. Especially mine. But I just got my saddle back, actually. There it's in my living room.
Mm. So that's, dogs and horses are similar in
that
way.
They pick up on so much. They read you like a book.
Yeah. So I was like, I'd have to put on lavender scent and just to calm down. Because when you have a whole pack, you really want to be the calm leader.
Yeah.
The strong, calm leader. And I was like, hey, guys. They were like, oh, God, no.
And your dog's climbing the curtain.
They're all fighting. Yeah. It was a bad mix. Yeah.
Do you know who would be a good trainer? I was going to say, have any of you seen the TV program Fargo?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, the first season with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, my God.
Somebody yesterday I was talking, and they had a great description of his character in there. He has a relaxed intensity.
Yes.
And I thought, how perfect would that be for a dog trainer?
Yes.
You're just calm, but they look at you and they go, holy crap, no, okay.
You're in charge. You're in charge.
Wow, there you go,
calm.
You know.
That's very true.
So now, what was that program called where you went to the hospital with
It's called
dog?
The Pooch Program.
Pooch Program,
yeah, and
right?
You can, and
you've done this for how long now?
About 3 years, and you really, right. It's not easy. You have to go through orientation and then take your TB test and your blood test, and you have to do all this. But
wow, and this is all volunteering.
It's all
right?
volunteering.
Okay,
and
so
then,
now do you believe in karma? Now you see why you got something. Now you see why you got something
to be,
a big
to be,
deal.
That's very nice. But to be super honest, I did it because mostly there was a lab coat that they gave you. And they gave you a pager for no reason. I could not come up with a reason for the pager. So Josie and I would run as if there was like an ER emergency. And I loved it.
Well, wait a minute. You'd run. Josie would hop, right?
She kind of pimp walks. She kind of has like a pimp walk. So she kind of just swaggers around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pimp
oxen. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, that I may have mentioned this before, but my mom, when she had her aortic valve replaced, she ended up being in the hospital for almost a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were times where she was kind of depressed being there. Well, one day I went in and she was lit up and she goes, "You'll never guess who came to see me." And she pulls out a Polaroid picture of a Labrador retriever
that Polaroids
came around
too.
And visited the patients.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of evidence showing that having an animal around helps improve your healing abilities and you speed up your recovery.
Right.
Really? Your blood pressure drops. I also read with kids that they don't love to read. So what we do is they read to the dog quietly in a private setting. So each kid, I get like 4 kids for a year. And then once a week we read for half an hour with Josie so that no one's making fun of them, no one has to hear them, and Josie can make them feel good. And petting the dog for those students decreases their blood pressure by like 20% just by being around the dog and like calm, and then they start to like reading.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I do it for the attention of myself, but it looks good.
Listen, this is good karma, Tori.
I know, I'm kidding. No,
you can't possibly be punished for something
like that.
So you've earned some extra points.
Yeah, I have.
Extra credit.
And Josie was a rescue who I just found she was very, very smart. And once I realized she was so smart, all the training and came very easily, and I was like, she can do all the way. So yeah, so she flies her fruit with a little vest embroidered with her name. Ooh, little service dog.
Jesus. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Jim, tell us a little bit about what are you doing these days?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, God. Well, it's not going into work.
Yeah, you retired now?
Yep.
Wow.
I am.
What's that like? What do you do when you get up in the morning?
It can be boring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know, right? There's too much time on your hand.
Yeah.
So why not get into something? I mean,
well, I do.
Yes.
I still write. As a matter of fact, I just finished first draft of a novel called Jonah Blue.
Mm.
It's about a boy that becomes a mountain man.
Wow.
A 10-year-old boy that goes to the mountains and becomes a mountain man.
It's like going to Denver.
Partly.
Not quite,
Denver wasn't there then.
That's right, I see.
But, same thing.
There was no Denver back then?
No, there's no Denver.
Whoa, so how long ago was that?
1830.
Oh.
And then I, of course, prepare for my show here on Thursday nights. And
really, you prepare for that thing?
And right now, my friend Richard Polinelli and I are putting together a business plan for a indie bookstore. Indie writers and publishers.
You would love
musicians.
The heck out of that. My God.
Because there's no place to really, when you're an indie writer, there's really no place to sell your books unless you do it yourself.
Yeah.
And I totally believe in the shameless self-promotion, you know, but you can only do so much of that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. If you have your books available in a store on a shelf,
It's a different.
It's a totally different deal.
In DC, we have something called Politics and Prose, and it's a really famous independent bookstore, and it's a block from my house. The Obamas go there. You always see them taking pictures. Hillary Clinton speaks there. Right. It's like the DC independent bookstore.
Right.
And my sister and I both worked there as shop workers. So it's funny because like if I thought everyone had a Politics and Prose in their neighborhood. No, it's an incredible thing to have an independent bookstore around to support.
And it's for writers that aren't published by the Big Five.
Right.
Right.
And it's self-publishing, what they call indie publishing now, and it's just for those people.
Right.
And we're going to do, of course, readings and book signings and
that's awesome
classes.
You could do pop-ups too. Pop-up
could
if you can't get like a
whatever you want.
Yeah, that's smart.
And
that's true. Have you thought of a location yet?
No, not yet. We want to see me.
That's the most important thing you need to. Think
about but you got to get a business plan together first.
If you want to get like a lot of people, you can't put it in see me.
Well,
you got to put it in the middle of L.A.
No, I'm not driving to the middle of L.A. every
but you
day.
But if you want to, look, you're looking to give indie art pub or indie writer, okay, indie writers, right? Okay, I'm like losing my tongue at right about the end of the show. But you're giving him a chance. How many do you think you can sell in a store in Simi Valley that, like, if I was an author, let's say you sold 10 of my copies.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So in that case, why do you need the store?
Well, because people walk in and browse.
Right.
And there are those people that want to come meet
I
the
want
authors.
To come to a meeting
and signings. And I'll tell you what, there are people that it doesn't care what kind of bookstore it is. Right. I'm doing a book signing this weekend at the $5 or less bookstore in Simi Valley. And we've already got a lot of people committed to coming in.
I didn't even know there was a $5 or less bookstore.
Yeah.
So it's really just $5 or less. Everything's below $5?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like out of print many times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, out of print, old books, used books.
Awesome.
New ones, too, but just people leftovers.
I've been in that bookstore now like 5 or 6 times talking to the manager and stuff, and there's always people in there.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of immigrate to that one space. Yeah.
Because all the big bookstores are going away.
Yeah.
People still like bookstores.
I know.
They do, and the good news is I was just reading yesterday that actually printed books are up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Kindle books are down.
I was just going to ask about that. How is Kindle and that type of
It sort of had a little
e-readers.
Phase.
Actually, people are back to books now.
Well, they are because you like, you know, there's nothing better
nothing.
On a nasty day for a cup of coffee
and a book.
And a book.
I agree.
And holding it, whether it's thin or
exactly.
thick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or, you
the
know,
smell
you
want
to smell of it.
Yeah.
You want right. Oh, man, there's nothing like a book when you I love agree. To read,
yeah.
you know.
Right.
And that's the thing, you know, even if I can only manage a couple pages, 5-10 pages a day to read, I still need it. It's almost like food.
Yeah.
It is.
You know?
It is.
You like to read too, Russ?
I do. And being on the show with Jim has forced me to read at least one book a month.
That's right.
True, right? And Jim reads one a week,
At least
just the one for the show.
Yeah.
Wow. And we've read some great books.
We've had some outstanding books. I still, you know what? The Ghost Orchid still comes to
mind.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. That was such a good book.
I've read
book.
The Ghost Orchid. What's funny is I was in a book club all my life. My parents are still in a book club. So it's weird to meet people, for me, I don't know if it's weird for you guys, who don't like to read.
Right.
It's bizarre. Yeah. But like my in-laws, for instance, not like my mother-in-law, not a big reader.
I know.
And I'm
I
like,
know.
It's so.
Many people are like that.
Very many. And I get it because it's tedious. And I can't even understand
right.
that.
Yeah. Right.
We actually spent an hour talking to the author of The Ghost Orchid.
Oh, wow.
And she
mm-hmm.
was phenomenal.
Right.
She was fun.
And there you go. And also, I mean, I think it's the proof is in the pudding here. When you realize that people that are well-read, they're also well spoken,
mm-hmm.
and they write well as well. You know, we don't write like shit. I know all of us. When we post, we put the right punctuation,
yeah,
right,
and spelling, like, and you go back and you spell check
because you like that. It's your world. You know, the grammar becomes part of your world.
Yes,
and people don't understand that. And then at the same token, like look at my brother. We used to joke that if he opens a book, the letters are going to jump out at his eyes, you know, and make him blind because it's like kryptonite to him.
He doesn't like reading?
No.
God.
And that was a joke when we were very young, but at the same time, it is like kryptonite for him. You'd never see him pick up anything to read.
Oh, you're still very young, Sam.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Well, let's go around the table again, Sam.
Okay, yeah, there it's go. Been a blessing.
It's been a blessing. It's a blessing.
Always relative.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about this Megyn Kelly interview she's doing? Did you guys know about this?
Which
she's
one?
Interviewing Alex Jones.
Oh, yes.
The conspiracy theorist who thinks Sandy Hook was a hoax. The shooting for the with the kids
right.
in the school in Newton.
Right. And 9/11
and 9/11
was a hoax.
Was a hoax. Yeah, so an inside job. So she's interviewing him, and it's caused J.P. Morgan, I just saw, is dropping advertisings.
Yep.
NBC's losing 4 other advertisings. And it's like, why go to the ratings and give this crazy guy a platform?
Well, the Sandy Hook people just
knocked her off the speaking
list. She's no longer the host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could she be both? How could you do this?
I don't know. But
for
ratings?
Shame on you.
You know what, though? I don't know that it's ratings. I think, you know, it's probably really interesting to talk to this guy because he is such a jackass.
No, he's straight up crazy. This is not.
Well, yeah.
I don't think he's interesting at all. I think it's a ratings ploy, and I think it's sick.
Well, I mean,
do.
Everybody that watches MSNBC has seen him rant at one time or another.
But why are you giving crazy this kind of platform and not speaking to the victims' parents, you know, giving them the same platform?
True. I don't know.
Yeah,
strange.
Yeah. So you know who's got a new book? Is it Milo or Milo? Yiannopoulos.
I don't know.
The guy, that conservative that everybody hated, you don't know who he is?
No,
Milo. Milo. You're Milo. Talking about that weird, that really flamboyant guy?
The British media personality associated with the political alt-right.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the former senior editor for Breitbart.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
Milo.
Okay. The thing is, I mean, they made like a big deal when he went to Stanford or something a few months ago or during the elections or something. And they made a big deal, but they don't want him there, blah, 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 because he's very conservative. At any rate, the reason I brought this up is because I was just thinking about this, and actually they sent me a request to interview him.
Shut up.
Because he's got a book
out. Shut up.
He's got a book out.
I will fly back and interview him.
Really?
I would love to go head to head.
Because I let it go because I thought Tori would want to deal with
this. Oh, my God. I'm up for any debate, especially with that jackass.
Right,
I would
right?
love to debate that.
I know. Wow.
Heck yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Wow, that's huge,
anybody
Sam.
From Breitbart.
Yeah, give me anyone from Breitbart.
Anybody.
All right, I'll write them back
then.
That's
amazing.
You see, that's what happens when they do like book releases and stuff. They come to you.
Yeah.
You
know, and they that's a big get, available. Sam. That's big.
I know. So
yeah, we just got one this morning from an author down in L.A.
That's
really?
You know, she wants to be. She says, I listen to your show, and I really appreciate the fact that you actually talk to the author and actually read their book.
Yeah, instead of just like faking it.
Yeah, we get compliments all the time. How many of these authors have been on shows where the hosts
have never read the book.
They read the cliff notes.
Yeah, that's I mean, look, that's what happens with me when I interview authors. We don't have time to read the books.
Right.
We do a show every day.
Right.
But I find out what the book. The thing is this, is that you don't, look, with an hour show like yours,
right.
Yes, you need to have read the book. When I interview him for 10, 15 minutes, I let them tell the story.
Right.
You know,
plus
what
they're
saying?
Plugging their book then.
Right.
It's
exactly.
not about the process and why
and
did
the
you
writing
write this.
Process,
and,
right. Yeah, exactly.
It's just, well, here's the story. This is how it's read, and you're going to love it. Buy it.
And that's why authors love coming on our show, because they get the whole time. It's
right,
all theirs.
Exactly.
With the exception of the opening and closing bullshit.
Yeah.
But the,
very important
the center,
bullshit.
40, yes. at least 40 minutes, is theirs.
Yeah.
It's and, you know, and they appreciate that because now they get to sit down and really talk about what they're doing.
Yeah. And their process. I think a lot of people don't get to know a person's process.
Well, the show is, we have it actually on the air for people to learn from other authors how they do it.
That's great.
You know, you have new
authors.
It's such
a solo
listening.
Thing to find out.
Right.
You know.
Right. And you know, there's we've gotten a lot of good information over the years.
Yeah.
I say years now, it's plural.
Yeah, right.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Over
it
does. The years.
That's awesome. But we love having you, you know.
Wow, we love being here.
Awesome. Jim Christina, Russ Avison, tell people how they can find you. Russ, let's start with you with the dogs, because that's what you're big at. That's what you're good at. If I get a dog, I'm going to come to you and ask you. You know what? In fact, I should come to you before I get a dog and ask you, why should I get a dog? Because I haven't been able to convince myself to live with an animal all my life.
Maybe you don't
so
want
maybe
to.
I'll,
yeah,
that, you don't have to.
If you don't, if you don't have that,
no,
feel
but
to do
like
it,
dogs.
I would visit other
yeah,
people's
that's
dogs.
True, right?
Yeah, you
but
don't
you know
have
what?
To.
I love kids. I have no kids of my own.
Amen.
Never wanted them.
That's
but
true,
I enjoy
right?
being around kids.
Amen.
And I enjoy handing them back to their parents
and then getting a drink.
That's
yeah,
true.
See, I would have sold mine for a nickel.
That's true. So it's almost like renting a dog rather than buying one.
You can rent a dog at hotels for like the weekend in the plaza.
Yeah.
You can rent a golden retriever.
Really?
Oh, I don't know that that's such a good idea.
No, they're rescued. Well, they're like part, I know. But you can have it for the, and walk in Central Park, and you can have the dog with you.
Because they're hoping you'll say,
no,
oh, I want to
you
keep
adopt it.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't mean that extreme. I just mean if I come to your house and you have a dog there, I play with them, blah, blah, blah. That's it. But then I give them back to you, like Russ said. Okay, so Russ, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, we have two ways. One for training, it's russ@caninelogic.net, and it's canine spelled out with a C, the whole word, caninelogic.net. And then we have a boarding ranch, which is called All Dogs Rule, and you can find that just alldogsrule.com.
You can find it online, but try finding it on the road. He's like 40 miles out of nowhere.
That's where you want the ranch to be.
Yeah. You sure know how to live, Russ. How long have you lived outside of the city?
About 14 years now.
Really?
Yeah, and I grew up in the valley right here.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
So you found heaven, huh?
I did. And
it's an interesting
I hate coming
place.
Back out here.
I'm sure.
Believe me, I only come out
for you
because
wow.
I don't
Thank
like
you.
Driving
and
out
I
here.
Know, I know it. I know it. And I'm so grateful to both of you. I know it's a long drive, and I really, truly appreciate it. And you You guys are welcome back anytime. You know, we love you.
We keep saying that, but
yeah, right.
And like, then we're stupid enough to do it.
And then he come back.
Tori, yeah. I volunteered to come in and co-host until he finds a replacement.
That's so kind.
But the there comment he made, I will not repeat on the air.
It's got to something to do with boobs. Something to do with boobs.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta, I know my
well,
Sam.
And
I know
a vagina.
And a vagina.
Okay.
Yeah. I know my Sam very well.
Oh, my God.
Look, he's turning red.
I know him.
I am?
Yeah.
You have to.
Just because I'm laughing.
It's hilarious.
Just because I'm laughing.
You need it. Sometimes you need that energy. You know, little boobs and vagina never hurt anyone.
There you go.
No, but that was just a crude way to describe. Obviously. That's all men stuff.
I said it wouldn't be permanent anyway.
I think boobs and vagina. That's more. I can say it too. Yeah.
There you go.
I get it. Sometimes you need a female-male energy that works really well. And totally.
That was the plan in the beginning, and that's why I've always had
the dichotomy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
But wasn't it crazy? I guessed it. I'm so good.
Yeah.
I'm so good.
Well, I've kind of figured you figured it out.
Oh, I love it.
That's something to do with boobs.
Yeah. Something to do with boobs. Yes.
I know. Well, you know what? I talk a lot, but not a lot of action.
He's honest.
Jim, tell us how people can get a hold of you.
Well, let's see.
Social media, anything?
Email is jimchristina@yahoo.com.
Simple.
Website, jimchristina.net.
Okay.
So that's for my books. There. And my business is blackdogpublishing.co.
Sounds great.
And that's going to soon be Black Dog Publishing DBA Tuscany Bay Books.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
So Jonah Blue is going to be the first one under that.
That's
label.
Exciting. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, it's a good book.
That's exciting.
If you'll send me your address.
Oh, trust me.
I will. I'll make sure you get a copy.
Yeah, a signed copy.
Thank you.
She's not going to have any time to read. Oh,
yeah,
going,
I am.
Man.
I definitely.
And on Facebook, just Jim Christina.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Tori, thanks for still staying with us. We don't
anytime.
Have to say goodbye today.
No, you do not.
I hope we can postpone it as long as possible. I hate goodbyes, you know?
I know.
But we'll stay in touch. Look, the social media, there's
I'll
everything.
I'll call you the time.
We'll know what's going on. Yeah, you can call
I'm just going to call in anytime. Is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You'll be like, Tori, again, we have a new host. Please stop calling. Hey, Sam, it's Tori in the morning. And you're like,
Tori,
oh, okay.
She just took a hike yesterday because you won't stop
I
calling
know.
In.
Yeah. We have a resisting order, yeah.
Well, you know, you can call in from your other show. And
yeah, exactly.
Say, hey, this is how, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totally out of time. Okay, Jim, Russ, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Enjoyed
Tori,
it.
Thanks as always.
Anytime.
See you everybody tomorrow.
All right.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.